spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Finish this expression. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's right. And now that's an expression we have, saying that just because we're trying to get rid of the bad in something, don't get rid of the good aspects of that thing as well. You can fall off of the horse both ways. Again, another expression that we have that talks about this idea of certainly you can go wrong in one direction, but that doesn't mean that you can't go wrong in the other. This idea of the pendulum swing, as we pendulum swing in the other direction. Everybody knows what this means. It means that we used to do things so far in one direction that now we have swung, like a pendulum, all the way to the other direction. Why do we have so many expressions and idioms talking about this idea of going to extremes? It's because we as human beings, as fallen creatures, have a tendency to go to extremes. I mean, look at our political discourse today. We're going so far in the opposite direction that there's this wide swath of middle ground where the national conversation used to take place. There was compromise. There was nuance. There was ideas, and we could exchange one for another. But now we're going so far in opposite directions that you can't even have a conversation with someone who disagrees with you politically. And I've found that we've done a pendulum swing often in our teaching of the Bible. I have a passage I want to read from Titus chapter 3. This is going to be familiar to many of you. This is Titus chapter 3, starting in verse 4. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, that right there is a classic Paul run-on sentence with all kinds of clauses. But the thrust of it is the gospel, is the good news that God offers us salvation on the basis not of our works or our striving or our trying to earn God's favor, but purely by his mercy, by his grace, by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Spirit, which he's poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And our pendulum swing is, I feel, this is just a personal opinion, we are so busy telling people that their works can't save them, that we forget to tell people that God has prepared good works for us to do as his children. Yes, your works will not save you, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't have a plan on the other side of our salvation that includes us doing good works. This is the very next verse after that which I just read in Titus. This saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. Good works. God saved us. And he saved us to a new life, to those kind of people who bear fruit. Go down to another verse later. This is Titus 3:14, and let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so that it's to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. Again, bearing fruit. On Sunday night, we talked about the importance of not just outer purity, but of inner purity, that God cares about our heart. And that's why the marks of a person who's walking in the Spirit are fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These things are tough to quantify, but they are the marks of a person who is walking in relationship with God. But as we do not want to pendulum swing so far about how important it is that we don't just appear holy, but that we are holy, on the other side of that, people who are manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in their lives are doing good works for the Lord. God has called us to live a life that looks like someone who has been changed by the gospel. And what does that look like? It looks like we're going to love people. It looks like we're going to be generous. It looks like we're going to be patient when we have every good reason to be impatient. It is going to be us showing grace and mercy when we would be well within our rights to be offended by how someone acts. We are going to abstain from things that the world enjoys and gives themselves to. None of these will save us. None of these could. But they are going to be the marks of a life that has been changed by God. So our encouragement today is, we'll take Paul at his word here, writing to Titus. I want you to insist on things that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. And later, and let our people learn to devote themselves to good works. What does it look like for me to devote myself to good works today? Well, again, I would say as we're coming to our application portion of this devotion, is it's going to be worked out in relationship with God. So as we do our Bible reading and prayer in the morning and we go to our days, say, Heavenly Father, show me where I can be obedient to this today. Show me where I can live out that which I've read about. I don't want to simply be a hearer of the word. I want to be a doer of the word. Keep my eyes open to see the least of these that I can love, to see the step of purity and holiness that I can take so that my conversation and connection to you will not be hindered. See the thing that I might need to give up so that I can have more of you. Show me where I can go the extra mile, where I can turn the other cheek. This will not be easy, but thank goodness that God has poured out richly on us mercy and grace through Jesus Christ, our Lord, so that we can be lights in a dark world for him. God, we thank you for your word. And Lord, help us to accept the teaching of your whole word, that we will read in context, so that we will read large swaths of scripture, that we won't be those who focus on certain verses and neglect others. God, that we would live in the light of your whole counsel of your word. Help us to do that well, God, and show each and every one of us today what is a good work we can do, not because we're trying to earn your favor, but because we love our Heavenly Father, and you have done so much more for us than we could ever repay. You are a good God, and we pray that you would answer this for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.